God is not testing us. God is giving us a choice. The reason that comedy is so important because it gives us insight by looking at the world in a new way, in an unusual way. I remember two of my favorite t-shirts, which I have quoted in the past. One t-shirt had a rhinoceros on it, and it said, "Save the chubby rhino. Save the chubby unicorn." And then there was another t-shirt that said, "I would agree with you, but then we would both be wrong." These ideas, this humor, is important because Lent, that we began on Monday, and today is the first Sunday of Lent. Often when people think of Lent, I give up something, right? I won't drink alcohol. I won't eat chocolate. And then on Easter Sunday, God knows what will happen. But when you listen to the saints, Lent and repentance is not about regret and sorrow unless you have a plan. The goal is never to become a spectator in your own life, but to realize that God has given you a choice every day of your life, and especially during Lent, to focus on those idiosyncrasies or dysfunctional choices, those things that are trying to control you or trying to take away your freedom. In fact, in the Sluja Babaja, we have a beautiful prayer that God may free us of all anger, to be free of those emotions that try to run our life. The longest and most difficult struggle in our life is with ourselves. This is why in the Middle Ages, they had a saying, when the devil can't tempt you, he makes you busy. So busy. It's one of the virtues of American life. I'm so busy, I just arrived, but I can't stay. I gotta go. I'm sorry, I can't return your call because I'm busy. I'm so important that I'm always busy. Too busy, perhaps, to even think about my own life, to pray about those people that live in the same house with me, to think about them and to say, "Hey, are you okay?" The saints knew well that they had to struggle against themselves. And the old saying that saint is a sinner who keeps on trying. A saint is not a person who was unaware of their faults, of their sins, of their dysfunctions, but has the bravery and the faith to say, the primary question is not, can I do this? But the primary question for a person who believes, do I believe that God can do this within me? That God can give me the power to overcome the dysfunction, to put up with my parents, to put up with my spouse, my job, myself, and to say my future is not just about me, but people will look at me and may be inspired to do better, may say, if that guy can make it, obviously I can, to say, look at what he can do. So the saints during Lent said, faith, I believe that God can do this in me. Hope, like the anchor that keeps a ship in one place, I will not run. I will never be fast enough to run away from myself. And love, because the great fast or Lent is not about struggle only, but you deserve a better me. You deserve to have someone who walks this way of life, not to give up. You deserve someone to inspire you. You deserve to say, I encourage others by my struggle, because I struggle not just for myself, but for my neighbor, for my friends, and even for my enemies, that they might see there is another way. So don't look at life as simply as a test, but look at it as a choice, and as a choice that's not only about you, but your children, your grandchildren, your friends, and your enemies will look at you And hopefully they will say, this is a person who believes, who keeps on trying. He is not without his faults. She is not without her challenges. But what a beautiful virtue to believe in a God, to have hope in his power, and to love enough to say, I am not unaware of my shortcomings, my sins, my dysfunctions, but I love you enough to try again. So when you are faced with insurmountable odds, always think of yourself, God's giving me a choice here, and I can do well. And if I do well, I can inspire others. Slava Iisusu Hristu. Amen.